The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, this series is called the Depth of the Body. And we talked yesterday about how the body is a place to feel many of the energies of life. The very process of life is occurring here. And many mind states impact the body in various ways, and we can get a lot of information through mindfulness of the body. It very much helps us to be less reactive and to have more wisdom in the moment. But it can be that as we do more mindfulness of the body practice, we will start to encounter sensations in the body that seem to be longer lasting and that may not be about something that seems to be immediately happening in the present moment. So we can encounter what are called bodily knots, where the energy is frequently restricted in a similar way. You know, we always have a particular tight spot. You know, we sit down to meditate, and after 5 or 10 minutes, we feel a sense of hardness in the shoulder, for example. These things are very normal. We want to, first of all, normalize them. And so in this case, we have the body informing the mind. You know, we have something going on in the body that's quite normal. This is, very many people encounter this. And in the suttas, there is a teaching about 4 kinds of bodily knots. And it's an interesting list, not so frequently taught. So I thought we could have a look at that today, at least as a start. So here's Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation of this sutta. There are these 4 knots. What 4? The bodily knot of covetousness, the bodily knot of ill will, the bodily knot of distorted grasp of rules and vows, and the bodily knot of adherence to dogmatic assertion of truth. Don't worry, we're going to unpack those into clearer language. And then it goes on to say that the Eightfold Path, what we practice in this tradition, is the way to understand and develop the mind to overcome these particular knots. So let's talk about these. I think the first two are fairly easy to understand. So the first knot is covetousness or envious desire. So my dictionary said it means inordinate desire, often for the possessions of others. And the sutta is saying that covetousness creates a bodily knot. So if we're fixated on wanting something that we don't have, it can create a tight spot in our body. In the language I'm using here, that would be in the energetics of our body. So this, you know, this might make some intuitive sense. So if we're grasping for something, there would be an impact in the body. And we can also experience this. And then the second knot is kind of the converse of that. So the bodily knot of ill will. So if we feel aversion towards something or someone, and energetically we may be pushing it away or resisting it in some way. And so then again, there's some contraction when we do that, a constriction. And this is also, you know, maybe quite sensible. And so I encourage you to explore this in your own experience. If you're feeling aversive or uncomfortable or have some ill will toward a person, is there an impact in the body, you know, in the sense of some tightness? And if we carry that for a long time, it may turn into one of these knots. It's a little bit longer lasting, if you will. So then the third one is said to be the distorted grasp of rules and vows, which Gill would translate as practices and precepts. So this is actually not an unusual idea in the Buddhist teachings. The Buddha knew very well that people can get hung up on conceptual understandings of ethics or of rules such that they become inflexible. And that's the problem, is when they become inflexible. We can have rigid thinking around various spiritual practices that we do, and even sometimes about the precepts. And if we have this kind of rigid thinking, that's what can bind us up internally. A friend of mine was on the three-year retreat that is sometimes done in Tibetan practice. And they one of the things they do on this type of retreat is they learn various rituals and then, you know, go through the process of learning them. And he got fixated on one of them, and he really wanted to perfect it. Some kind of an offering ceremony. And he started correcting everybody else about what they were doing wrong. And he practiced again and again with kind of furrowed brow to get it just right. And the other retreatants were getting irritated by this behavior. And so, but he didn't realize he had gotten so fixated on it. And the spell was broken when one of the other yogis threw a vase at him. Luckily it missed, but the point was made. And he realized that he was really kind of grasping onto that. So if we're holding on to fixed ideas about our practice or even about the precepts, we can create a knot around that holding. It's interesting. And then so then we come to the fourth one, and then I'll talk a little more generally. So that is getting stuck on a view of what is true. So the teachings say that a person with this kind of knot will assert only this is true, everything else is false. And so it's easy to go to extreme examples of that, places where people have really gotten stuck on just one idea of what's true. But, you know, we hold all kinds of things like there is only one right way to load the dishwasher. All other ways are wrong. Or any other such thing around the house. Have you ever gotten into a conflict with someone about these things? So I don't know if the thing about the dishwasher would bring about a bodily knot, but it might be that our political or philosophical views could do that if we're clinging to them quite tightly. So it's interesting, isn't it, that attachment to a view can show up as tightness in the body. And I encourage you to explore if this makes sense. So in some ways, we can't hide rigidity of the mind. It will appear in the body. Maybe it wouldn't be visible to others, but we will come to feel it. So I think this list of four bodily knots has the potential to evoke compassion. We all have these knots to varying degrees because we're not free of these things. And we've created them by thinking that such movements of mind are going to bring us safety in some way. Maybe it feels like grasping after things or pushing them away or having fixed views about things will provide some kind of certainty or security for us, which is what we, you know, some part of the heart really just wants it to be certain, safe, secure. But if we do that in the wrong way, it can lead to a constriction. So it was sort of a good idea, but it was held in the wrong way. And a lot of practice is about untangling some of that we've done with our mind. So I don't think we need to analyze every knot that we have in great detail. I think maybe the top level point of this teaching is to show us what we're up against in a certain way. These are deep habits of the mind, and they get stored deeply in our energetic system. But by touching into them gently, we can start to unravel these knots, not so much by analyzing them and figuring out why is this there and what caused that and what in my past led to this. I don't know that that is so useful. Sometimes. But not every time. Meditation practice offers us the possibility of unraveling these a little bit in a deeper way than language might get to. So, of course, there's, you know, some care is needed in doing this. We would want to approach these knots somewhat gently. And that was why I suggested staying connected to the ground or opening the eyes. Definitely, we don't want to use covetousness and ill will in our approach to working with bodily tension. You know, covetousness being, I'm going to get in there and really make it go away, you know, kind of wanting to get it to be a certain way. And ill will is, I'm going to push it away or make it, you know, destroy it in some way. These are movements of mind that are not supportive or, you know, probably only make the knots tighter. So we have to learn how to hold them with space, how to touch into them, not for a long time, maybe just touch in briefly, and then go back to the breath or do some other practice. But slowly over time, I hope to impart the idea that we can unravel these knots, because they, of course, represent issues in the mind, the very issues that meditation addresses. And for some people, it's useful to work in the realm of the body. So if this is useful, I offer that. But we might also make one additional point, which is that the sutta is not saying that every knot we have has to correspond to one of these four difficulties. It's very important that we don't just start trying to map like that. These are four possibilities, and of course, there are other possibilities. One time, Joseph Goldstein was practicing with Upandita, and he reported that his meditation was generally going well, with lots of smooth, pleasant energy flow in the body, except that he was experiencing a block in his neck. So, you know, like the word knot that I've been talking about today. And Upandita looked at him and said, "Block? That is a judgment. You are experiencing tightness." So we also have to remember that the word knot might be a bit of a prejudgment in some cases. So we can feel tightness for a variety of sources. It's worth looking at these four, because the Buddha identified them as the most common ones. So covetousness, ill will, wanting and pushing away. And then also two ways of attaching to certain kinds of views or ideas. One of them being ideas of how to do practice and what is, you know, practices and precepts, as it's called, and the other being views of what's true or what's right or what's correct. Those are areas where we get stuck. But, you know, it might be that we have something physical going on, or it might be that what we need to work with that particular tight area is not to judge it as something that's bad or needs to be gotten rid of in any way, and just hold it as tightness, just be mindful of that very neutrally. So there are a number of so many different ways to work with these, but if we use it, you know, wisely, this understanding of tension in the body, we can really expand and broaden our practice. So I wanted to bring this in as a kind of a method or an understanding that is, at least for me, has been very, very fruitful to try to find ways to work with tight spots in the energy system. So if it's of use to you also, I hope you'll explore and have some confidence that with care and with compassion, there are ways to slowly, over time, loosen these knots just a little bit. And even if some of them just become a little bit loosened, then the body starts to open up, and kind of in the space that opens, there can be room for more well-being, even a very deep sense of well-being. So tomorrow we will continue our exploration of the depth of the body by using the body as a support for concentration practice or for gathering the mind into this deep sense of well-being. So one more dimension of the body that we can explore. So I wish you very well for the day or the evening, and please take care of your body. Be well.